Thanks, Anne, for your ministry to us today. As we reflect on Anne's story, as we consider this letter from the Corinthians that we've read as our scripture reading today, as we try to pay attention to the Spirit today, I invite you to listen to the way of wisdom. Paul frames it with this question. He asks, "Where is the one who is wise?" And the reason he asks this for the church in Corinth is because Corinth had become thoroughly unwise, puffed up and cocky, spoiled brats, so to speak, not caring for one another, not waiting for one another in Christian community, not living the way of faith, hope, charity, and love. And so Paul writes to this church that he had planted 2 years earlier, and this church he loves, and he says, the wise way is the way of the cross. It's the way of Jesus. It's this upside-down economy, this upside-down kingdom, where God's foolish ones become the wise ones, where God's weak ones become the ones who find strength. Paul then invites his church family to remember their call. He writes, consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing the things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. In the Truth and Reconciliation sessions, we've heard stories of weakness and lowliness, and though we might feel hopeless, helpless, God's promise for the world is that in the midst of sorrow and suffering, God is still at work, doing a healing, reconciling work, bringing down structures of false wisdom, oppressive strength. God choosing the low, choosing the despised people of the world to nullify the powers and principalities that bring calamity and chaos. So we all have a calling here, brothers and sisters. It's a humble call. We join the way of the weak. We join the way of the lowly. And as we do, we believe that we join God's slow, restoring, reconciling work in the world. And the best news of this portion of the letter that we read today is that we don't do it in our own strength. We read that phrase, God is the source of our lives in Christ Jesus. And I know that's Anne's testimony this morning. God is the source of our life in Christ Jesus. God, the author of wisdom. God, the bestower of righteousness. God, the abiding companion in this journey of sanctification, being made holy. God, as empowering presence for our journeys of redemption in the world, with one another, with our Creator, with ourselves. And so we boast. We boast in this God who is doing and has done a restoring work in our lives, in the lives of this community of faith, of the lives of friends and family members around us in this city, even in this country. And today is a good day to come to the table. The Eucharist is also talked of as being a place for Eucharisto, that Greek word of giving thanks. And so as we come to the table of communion this morning, we give thanks. We give thanks for grace, for mercy, for wisdom, healing, forgiveness. You can fill in the blank even as you move towards the table today. I am grateful for. We're grateful for grace, for wisdom, for mercy, forgiveness. And of course, we add a multitude of words and thankfulness and words of gratitude. We remember that God is the source of our lives in Christ Jesus. Later on in the letter, Paul writes this: "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain." Chapter 15, if you want to sneak a peek at that. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. So each time we come to the table, grace is poured out into our lives through the bread, through the cup. Jesus' life poured into our lives so that we might be God's fools, we might be God's weaklings, we might be God's lowly. But we do that because as the Jesus life is poured out in us, the Jesus life lives out through us. And it is that humble way. It's that weak way that stands in the face of empire. It's that lowly way that somehow nullifies those powerful structures of injustice and oppression in our lives, in our society. So let him who boasts, let she who boasts, boast in the Lord. Paul's closing words in this letter are good for us to close with today. Paul writes a prayer: "O Lord, come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus."